This is Phil Ferrand. I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I'm going to straighten this up just a little bit. And it's been a good week. It is actually raining a little bit. And I'm heading home actually a little early because I was in a little early. This is the third Thursday of the month. So that means I had breakfast with a friend this morning at 6 o'clock, which was early because I had gotten in bed late. So of course I had to get up at 5 to get ready and get coffee made and all that sort of thing. We had a nice breakfast together. Talked about this, that, and the other. Talked about projects we're working on and all that kind of good stuff. So all is well. I'm a little tired. So since I got into work a little early, I just decided, you know what? I'm not sure you're firing on all cylinders here. And as the afternoon wore on, it became, you know, it was just like, yeah, I have to go home. I had my coffee and that kind of perked me up for a little while, but once I hit about 3:30, it was like, yeah, okay, it's time to pack this in, because you're not actually giving the company good dollar for your time here, so, which is fine, because this particular month falls such that I will have extra this month in time anyways. So all is well at work. Just moving through the things that need to get done and trying to get some things deployed that need to be deployed. We've got plenty to do. But, you know, there's nothing that's a crisis. Nothing is on fire. That's always nice. The writing is going well. I am doing my read-through. I should have that read-through finished maybe tonight. I'm on the epilogue, so I just have a few more pages to go. And I should be able to get that wrapped up, which means I can start cover tomorrow morning. And the cover, the base of the cover should be pretty good. I will have costumes in for the kids, so that will be ready. My only difficulty at this point is that this weekend it's supposed to be getting colder, or it's supposed to continue its coldness, whatever, which means I'm not sure the kids are going to be excited about getting dressed up and standing outside, but the way this cover is lining out, I think I'm only shooting them from the back, and they're going to be in black, so I don't necessarily need a lot of vibrant colors to work with, so we may just shoot them inside, because they have a dining room window that faces directly west, so the light that I need from this comes from the right, which would be directly west from them. I won't be able to get too far back from them will be the only problem. But I don't know. We'll see if we can make it work. Worst case scenario, we may just march them outside for a minute. Just say, hold on. So we'll see how cold it is. We'll figure it out. Because that would be really good. If I could get the cover built, and I get the files built next week, get that shipped off, then I've got like a week and a half left to get taxes done and get started on book 19, finish up another little project, and that would be good. We'll see. So all is well there with the writing. I haven't even really started thinking about what happens in book 19, but book 19 is right around the corner. But Jesus has been so good for 18 books to help me. I just can't imagine that he won't be good for the last six. So that was one thing about the Israelites. God shows his goodness to them over and over and over, and his provision and his kindness over. He reveals himself in his glory to them such that they tremble before him. They see his greatness. And yet, at every turn, when things start getting a little rough, they just immediately begin grumbling and complaining, talking about how they wish they were back in Egypt. So many years ago, I determined in my heart I was gonna do my best to remember his goodness. Remember his kindness. Do my best. So, anyways, all is well. Things are puttering along. I've got a little problem with the website and this podcast at the moment, because apparently the free SSL that I was forced onto by Bluehost, the auto SSL, only lasts for 3 months, which means now apparently every 3 months it's going to go stale and will have to be renewed, and I'll have to get in touch with customer support or the tech support so they can refresh it, and then after they refresh it, then I'm going to have to go over to SiteLock and have them refresh it. Oh man. Every 3 months. I tried for the longest time to keep it away from the SSL, but finally Bluehost just forced me onto it, and in the process of forcing me onto it, they knocked me off again, and I had to go in and call SiteLock and have them refresh it. So we're in that dance again. And it's going to get to be just... I gotta decide when I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm just gonna move all my stuff over to sites that just maintain it all. I don't need a philfarron.com. Or maybe I'll just keep the domain name and just point it at the podcast and be done with, or point it at the release notes. We'll see. Step at a time. Costumes are fine. I'm working on a project. Super secret. But I'll do a podcast on that after we're all done, because there's just lots and lots of fun things. So, we'll see. So that's good. I came across an article. And I came across the article, and I thought, oh, yeah, there it is. Because I had been talking about this, because it's an obvious extension. I had been talking about this. And I came across this article that talks about it in more depth. And then today, I had some brainless work to do today. I was testing out workflows that had been adapted by another one of our guys in our office, and I was just running through them. But so I was listening to Jordan Peterson in the background, and he was doing a podcast with a reporter in England who had written a book talking about the fact that the sexual revolution hasn't really been good for women. And she said she's gotten surprisingly little pushback on that. A lot of people say, I'm so glad you wrote this book. You know, it was such a relief. And lots of interesting ideas through it. There were some things I was like, no, I don't. You just got to get down to basics. Some, yeah. But that, in the process of them talking about all of that, they brought up this topic as well, and Jordan Peterson actually layered in a couple of things that I didn't know about. But, you know, some things are just easy to predict. That's what it comes down to. It's just easy to predict. Specifically when we're talking about things like ChatGPT. So yes, we're back on that artificial intelligence thing again, because this is profound and it will profoundly change our lives. Because it is a big new technology. And the fact of the matter is that technologies prosper when they have some direct connection to porn. You can look back on technologies and see how they've been pushed forward and driven forward by porn. You look at the old example is videotape. And why did Betamax come in second to VHS? VHS was a little cheaper. Porn industry adopted VHS, and of course everybody liked that because they could go in the little back room and get their little tape and go home, and they didn't have to have anyone seeing them going in the shop, you know, to buy the weird stuff. Or going to a movie theater to watch their porn, or going to the peep shows, or going to wherever. So, you know, it's one of those things that, one of the things that made the internet explode, finish setting up your 3 free accounts. Oh, can you verify your email? I will get to that. That was an exciting development. So that was an exciting development this week. I've been, you know, we've had this fiberhead end coming out to our house, and we're supposed to get 3 free accounts with that. And so I hadn't heard anything, and then I saw that my neighbor, who is paying for his, was getting a fiber cable strung across his yard. It's still not installed yet, but at least it's hooked up. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, so I decided to be a little more aggressive. On Monday, I had called tech support about fixed IP addresses, and, you know, they said that they would pass along the ticket to somebody else that I hadn't heard for like a day and a half. So I went ahead and called up sales and started talking to sales, talked to the salesperson. They were like, and we're supposed to give you 3 free hookups, right? And free internet. Yes. Yes. It's in our easement agreement. Your fiber head end is on my property. So, well, I'll pass this along. So then I got a call. I think her name is Miranda. I got a call from Miranda later that day, and we set up all the information. So I had just gotten a text. Can you verify the email account you'd like us to use? Yes. I had just gotten a text from her that she just needs an email address to finish things up. Apparently, she forgot to ask me about my email address, so I will get that to her. We'll get stuff set up and ready to go. So, this is very exciting. Hopefully all the connections are going to be good. I just hope they're all going to be good. Good. It's supposed to be 200 megabits per second up and down. Way out here in the country. It's ridiculous. Anyways, so the article that I was reading was about this whole advent of porn. I got distracted, sorry. VHS won out, and of course when the internet came on, I mean, the internet just exploded with porn early on. And it was the driver to get more bandwidth, you know, so that now we can have pictures and more bandwidth, so now we can have video. I mean, it just exploded. So, you know. And they, I'm currently in the middle of a documentary on Pornhub. It's unbelievable the amount of traffic that Pornhub gets. It's unbelievable. Far exceeds Netflix and all of it. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Which is all just silly. It's just silly. Because what's driving all that are these primal engines that exist for the propagation of the species. Not that they can't be used for other things, but they exist for the propagation of the species. And sure enough, you know, what has happened is that mankind has figured out how to do marketing campaigns and how to do this and how to do that and how to do that to capitalize on that and get people out of their money. And one of the ways they get people out of their money is with attention. And one of the ways they use attention is to put pretty girls on everything. And one of the ways they get a lot of attention is put naked pretty girls on everything. So, you know, this whole thing, when you just step back and you look at it, you think, why are you giving people money just so you can stare at pretty girls? Is there nothing else in your life? You know? Because there are ways that you can get your little pleasure pop and then you can just move on and keep your money. Because these people you're giving your money to, they don't care about you. They don't care what that's doing to you. They don't care. They just want your money. It's like, ow, I don't think so. But anyways, so yes, internet definitely has been something that has propagated porn. And we are now moving into an entirely new world. The name of this article was Artificial Intelligence, Pornography in a Brave New World. Because you're talking about the advent of image creation services like DALL-E 2, Midjourney, and Lensa, and they just keep getting better and better and better. And you're talking about these photorealistic animations. And now you've got ChatGPT, which is conversational, with a few little tweaks, could be made to talk about pretty much everything. And, you know, with how quick, it says in the article, with how quickly things in the world of technology move, it's hard to imagine these programs won't improve over time. And when they do, it's difficult to deny the threat it will pose to creators of all sorts. The article goes on to say, as internet pornography has pervaded more of our culture, artificial intelligence has begun sinking its teeth into that market as well. And with the world of AI image creation rapidly achieving new heights, it's perhaps no surprise that it's found more nefarious applications. The issue became a talking point following a high-profile incident in which a popular Twitch streamer, they put his name in here, I won't, accidentally showed his followers a tab he had left over in which he was viewing AI-generated pornography of other popular streamers. So you've got a situation where somebody had taken other popular streamers and trained AI on it so the AI could take them and turn them into pornography, even though they hadn't uploaded the pornography. And, of course, that's not good, you know. And the person who, the woman who was depicted naked in this took to social media to say that it's not as simple as just being violated. It's so much more than that. She went on to talk about body dysmorphia and what she's experienced as part of this debacle. And so, you know, these tools that exist can make anyone look like they're doing anything, and you can mimic their voices, and it's not going to be long before you will be able to just take a couple of still photos of somebody and upload them into machines and turn in full-blown movies where you will be able to do whatever, make them do whatever you want and say anything you want. Yeah, it's not good. And of course, the problem is left to itself, these drives, these reproductive drives, when they're taken out of context and just pushed towards simply providing pleasure for those who engage in those things, there's all kinds of weird twists and knots in mental processes that, of course, lead into all kinds of fetishisms. And according to law professor and online abuse expert Danielle Citrin, quote, machine learning models can also spit out images depicting child abuse or rape, and because no one was harmed in the making, such content wouldn't violate any laws. So you can see where this has the potential to go and will go. In some instances, people have lost their jobs and reputation because of deep faked AI pornography depicting them. It's clear that this type of content not only poses a threat to anyone who posts pictures of themselves on the internet, but for those who work in the sex industry as well. In recent weeks and days, many sex workers have spoken out against these developments. However, it's not all of them who feel threatened. Now, you know, some are optimistic. Some of the women on Lux say, no. They subscribe to my OnlyFans because they want to see me naked based on a parasocial connection formed by following me on other... that's going to work for a while. But if it's a question of whether you're paying her $10 a month or you're paying someone who looks nearly identical to her $10 a month, and not only looks nearly identical to her, but can engage with you one-on-one, because this is the next thing. It's not just imitating people. It's not just deep faking people. It's not just coming up with naked performers on their own. It is what Jordan Peterson was talking about, and they talk about in this article. Going back to the article, it's clear to many of them that this technology would likely evolve into, and it's been quietly morphing behind the scenes in the years since. It's poised itself for this viral takeover we are now in the midst of. Image generation softwares, chatbots. Actually, we are including a router. Oh, great. And AI porn. On the other hand, maybe it should go without saying that introducing pornography from the people we know in life is unethical. But on the other hand, these new technologies have granted us powers that are well beyond our collective ability to use appropriately. And this is really what Jordan Peterson was talking about. Let me just finish up this article really quickly. So the article goes on to say, the internet, social media, algorithms, and artificial intelligence... These tools have diverged so widely from our bygone hopes for the future that it's a wonder we can be so apathetic towards ourselves. We act surprised by their misuse as though walking around with phones that have access to the entirety of known information wasn't already the greatest gamble our species has made yet. Of course, these technologies snowballed into something greater, and of course we don't know how to respond to them. The age of the internet is largely defined by a perpetual onslaught of problems we're utterly unequipped to solve. The sudden emergence of AI porn is the third Pandora's box I've seen opened this year, and it's only February. So, that's all true. That is all true. So, it's really, really interesting. And what Jordan Peterson had brought up is the fact that he already knew of a... Also, do you have routers at all three locations? Okay. I will get back with her in a minute because I'm very excited about that. What Jordan Peterson had brought up is this whole business of the AI girlfriend. You know, you download an app on your phone. That's what I was talking about several weeks ago, because this is obvious. You have a you download this girlfriend. You can make her do whatever you want. She'll sit there and engage you in conversation. You can make her be as slutty as you want. You can make her be as undressed as you want. And she'll remember all the conversations you've had. And, you know, it will be your girlfriend. And for men who have a very low bar, they have a very low bar on what they are willing to, or on what they are willing to do. It's not good. It's just not good. So that's what's coming. And Jordan Peterson did say that he knew already of one chatbot that existed that you can download an app and it's your virtual girlfriend. So according to Jordan Peters, it's not only coming, it's here. It's here already. And what this is going to do to our young men and what it's going to, the anxiety it's going to cause in our young women is just almost unfathomable. So, you know, it's a very exciting time to be alive. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.